From NPR News, it's Day to Day. It has been a very green week for corporate America, and we're not talking the color of money. At least three major businesses announced plans to become more sustainable. The latest today is IBM. Here to explain why Big Blue and others are going green is Marketplace's Janet Babin. Janet, what exactly are these companies promising?
Well, Alex, IBM said today that it's going to spend $1 billion to become more energy efficient. It's going to rework its data centers, those huge computer farms where transactions are processed and data stored. They take up a lot of energy, and IBM says it's going to make an effort to save power in these places and help its customers do the same. And then yesterday, Rupert Murdoch announced that News Corp would become carbon neutral by 2010. And earlier this week, Citigroup said that it would spend $50 billion on environmental projects during the next decade.
Why suddenly all of this buzz around sustainability?
Well, some people, Alex, believe that an invisible tipping point has been crossed. I spoke to Steve Bolton with a company called MBDC. They advise firms on how to do eco-intelligent design for products. And he says this push for sustainable business practices has not really come from the government, in his experience, so much as it's come from customers and stakeholders. And companies are being almost forced to respond to this. Bolton says now it's in a company's best interest to be closed loop and sustainable.
Companies understand that if they don't make this part of their business practice, sustainable design, sustainable activity, they will be laggards.
And Bolton says they'll lose money.
Janet, all of this sounds well and good, but these announcements, they don't necessarily guarantee that a company's going to follow through or that they're not going to do other things that maybe aren't so friendly to the environment, right?
Well, that's true. And there's probably some greenwashing going on. Companies are trying to position themselves in an emerging green marketplace without actually being green. PR Week magazine is holding a conference today about how public relations can help companies go green. But you can only front for so long. I spoke to Eric Kane about this. He's with Innovest Strategic Value Advisors. And Innovest rates companies based on environmental and social performance, and then they sell that research to investors. And Kane says he's not all that impressed by corporate pronouncements about green plans.
It's certainly a step, but we try and not let our research get skewed by just announcements like that. We really rate companies very closely on performance.
So you can't fool the numbers guys for long without a lot of effort. You have to have measurable outcomes. Word will eventually get out about your follow-through, and then you could lose customers.
Thanks so much, Janet. Janet Babin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.